Last February, a 6-year-old girl was injured after she fell to the ground from a ski lift at a Colorado resort, sparking an outcry for better safety from parents. There have been dozens of injuries like that one around the state, as KUNC investigative reporter Michael DeJuana found last year. Moreover, in most of those cases, the resorts blamed the skiers, even in cases involving children. After that investigation, safety advocates sat down for talks with the state and the ski industry about the hazards of riding chairlifts and other issues. Now, Michael has learned those talks resulted in nothing, leaving lingering questions from safety advocates. Hey, Michael.
Hi.
So before we get to the latest, remind us of what you found in your 2019 investigation.
Right. Between 2014 and 2018, 74 people were injured after falling or slipping out of ski lifts. In the vast majority of cases, the cause was something called skier error, and the resorts determine what happened in these cases in the reports they file with the state. The reports we reviewed did not include the accounts of injured parties, and about a third of the skiers blamed for their own injuries were children, some of them as young as 3.
So what happened after your investigation came out?
A group of moms in Boulder formed Parents for Safe Skiing. The group lobbied at the Capitol for changes to the agency that oversees lifts, the Passenger Tramway Safety Board. They were seeking greater accountability of lift operators and for resorts to better protect children. That didn't happen. Instead, a ski lift safety working group was created. They seemed to get going last year by holding 2 meetings, but then quietly disbanded after canceling a 3rd meeting. And that's where the frustration comes in for people like Larissa Wilder.
I feel very insulted. We were given this promise of a working group, and it was treated nonchalantly.
Wilder leads Parents for Safe Skiing, which grew out of concern for what happened to the girl you mentioned earlier who fell. That was at the Eldora Mountain Resort in Boulder County. She was riding with another child and injured after falling to the ground from the Sundance lift near the 4th Tower. That was last February, and since then, Wilder's group has grown to about 1,500 families.
Now, you mentioned the working group held 2 meetings. What was on the agenda and who attended those?
There was discussion about numbers. Maybe if there was resort-specific data, people can see which ones have the best safety records. Because right now, the only injury numbers resorts have to report are for chairlift incidents. As for who is there, citizen groups were joined by representatives from the ski industry, state officials, key lawmakers, and even injury attorneys.
Who led this group?
This might sound like semantics, but nobody in the state will say the group had leadership. The Department of Regulatory Agencies, or DORA, which oversees the Tramway Board, says it moderated the group. And for that reason, they declined a formal interview for this story, as did the Tramway Board.
I can see how this would be another frustration with the process.
Yes, but for Larissa Wilder, it's what didn't get discussed in depth that was frustrating.
We never discussed child ski lift safety.
A meeting to discuss, quote, loading, unloading ski lift passengers in certain age and height categories was scheduled for October 29th, but it was canceled due to weather. For weeks, Wilder and others were under the impression it would be rescheduled. So I asked DORA about it in December, and they surprised me when they said the working group had been, quote, paused and no more meetings were planned. So I was the one to share the news with several of the participants.
No one let them know.
No.
Okay. Well, were there any takeaways from the 2 meetings that were held?
Well, a spokesman for the Tramway Board said in an email that no formal decisions or recommendations were made. But another participant, Representative Julie McCluskey, whose Western Slope District includes some resorts, seemed to contradict that. She said DORA is doing safety research for lift attendants this winter.
DORA is helping us stand up a more targeted, focused review of training program for our resorts.
DORA confirmed that will happen, but it wasn't a recommendation from the meetings. McCluskey also praised a major trade group for resorts, Colorado Ski Country USA, for its participation and pointed to a new safety video released in December. It features an animated penguin wearing a turtleneck.
Hey there, my name's Penny and I'm a lift attendant. Chairlifts are a safe and fun way to get uphill, and I'd love to share a few tips on how you can make it safe too. If you have questions about what happens or need help, Ask the Lift Attendant like me.
The video provides important tips for kids, like asking for the safety bar to be lowered if it's hard to reach, or holding both poles in one hand before scooching aboard.
Okay, that sounds like a takeaway.
Actually, it's more of the same. There's nothing in the video the industry hasn't said before. Even Colorado Ski Country called it a safety refresher. They also declined my request for an interview, but in a statement, they lauded the working group as a valuable avenue for sharing information about chairlifts.
Okay, so what about Parents for Safe Skiing? How do they feel about the video?
Well, Larissa Wilder said it fails to address her organization's main concern that children might be riding lifts alone or with other children. She wanted more from the working group. She said state officials should have been given a mandate to make skiing safer for kids. Another participant told me the same thing.
The process never had any clear direction.
Dan Gregory is the president of the California-based Snow Sport Safety Foundation. He wants resorts around the country to make their injury statistics public and was disappointed the group didn't even provide a final report.
You can't have good safety management and outcomes unless those folks managing the safety process have accountability to their consumers and to the public.
In fact, aside from meeting notices and some of the state's preliminary presentation materials, there are few public records associated with the working group's two meetings.
What do you mean?
Well, for many meetings in the state, there are recordings available. So I requested them, and I was told there was only one made from a meeting September 24th, but the file was corrupted and it couldn't be distributed. So I asked for minutes, any minutes. That's a requirement under state open meetings law that state public bodies keep minutes.
I see, but I'm sensing there's going to be a but here.
Yeah, but Tramway Board spokesman said the working group was not a state public body as defined by that law. It wasn't an advisory committee and it didn't make any rules, for instance, so it didn't have to take minutes.
Huh. That makes it tough, if not impossible, to go back and look at the issues that the participants came to talk about.
Exactly. So I requested sign-up sheets to see who participated and reached out to them. One was Sergeant Chris Feigl of the Boulder Sheriff's Office. He came to a meeting to raise concerns about the well-being of children at resorts. He also was the detective on the case of the girl who fell out of the chairlift at Eldora. That girl was in ski school at the time. Feigl sees the incident in a very different way than the industry does. He told me there might have been a violation of child endangerment law that makes it illegal for an adult to put children in harmful situations.
It's like if you drop your kid off at a daycare, that daycare kind of becomes the parent and is responsible for the safety of that child at the daycare. So why would a ski class or anything else be any different, especially with 5, 6, 7-year-olds?
Sergeant Feigl said prosecutors in Boulder County are reviewing the case. The investigation, he told me, is looking at everyone from staffers at the resort on up the management chain to potentially executives and owners that institute policies and training.
What does the resort say?
Eldora officials declined to be interviewed, but essentially reiterated in an email what they've said before. We take safety seriously, from the way we train our teams to the way we operate our resort, and that they're continuously reviewing their policies and procedures. One more detail. I filed an open records request with the Tramway Board to get the incident report Eldora filed on the girl who fell.
Right.
It concluded skier error, as so many other cases like this have in the past. In other words, the resort concluded that the girl, the 6-year-old girl, was at fault.
We are already well into this year's ski season. So what's next with the issue of safety in the resorts?
As I said, Dora is looking at researching training practices for lift attendants. Beyond that, safety advocates feel months of their time was wasted. So they're reorganizing. Larissa Wilder's group, for instance, is offering pink stickers that parents can buy to place on their children's helmets. They tell lift attendants things children might not know how to say, like, assist me in loading, safety scoop me onto the lift, lower the safety bar for me.
Michael, thanks for your work on this, and we know you'll keep watching.
I will.
Michael DeJuana is KUNC's investigative reporter. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.